This is the day to celebrate. This is the day to rejoice. This is the day to rise above your circumstances. This is the day to put your focus on the Almighty God. This is a day to give thanksgiving and rejoice for all that God has done for you. Yes, this is a brand new day. And I'm here to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ through words of encouragement, through his holy word, through song, through praise. I will exalt and magnify the Lord and thank him for yet another day, this brand new day that he has allowed us to see. Rise up, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Because he has allowed us another opportunity to see a brand new day. So come along with me and rejoice. Celebrate this day, this brand new day. Rejoice. Let your heart be encouraged and uplifted as I share with you what God has given me in the mighty name of Jesus. Today is truly a brand new day.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. And what I just played in the intro is my theme song. I've had that theme song for close to 10 years. I can't remember right now the exact time, but that theme song, the music is from my son, Sean, and that's my husband doing the rap, and I'm singing in the background and, of course, speaking. And so I'm sitting in my vehicle on this beautiful rainy day. And I've been listening to different CDs, different music. I started off with worship with some of my favorite artists. I was playing a Maurette Brown Clark CD. And then I put in Shekinah Glory Ministries. And I started doing some writing. And then I pulled out, some of our older CDs. And that just happened to be on there, track 16. So I listened to quite a few songs before that. And then when I was listening after, my husband's rap went off, I was listening to the words that I was speaking because I really haven't heard this in quite some time through its entirety. Normally, I would play just a little bit of the beginning. But this time I decided to go ahead and let it play through. And it was a reminder to me what my goals were when I started the podcast. As I said before, I have the older episodes that I did way back when, before podcasting became this big craze. I did it on our old Tascam recorder. And I uploaded it on SoundCloud, and I still have about 5 of those, episodes. So that's when the theme song was created, and I don't have a date on SoundCloud, but I know it was anywhere from like 8 to 10 years ago, because my SoundCloud page is really old. And also I have my old YouTube page that has a lot of the materials that, my husband, Vincent and I did many, many years ago. We actually started recording and doing music together starting back in 2007. So we were at it for quite some time. So that theme song really encompasses pretty much my mission and what I started out doing and what I still do today, where, this podcast is concerned. There was a time where I used to put a lot more time and effort and a lot more energy and I had a different plan for it. But through the years, there have been many changes. And so I've kind of changed even the way that I, you know, do the podcast. But what I'm happy about and what I'm proud of myself about, there's actually even an applause button. I don't know how to turn that on from here. I'm not using my at home. I have a condenser mic, little system that has a little mixer and things, and you could put sound effects. And so Christian and I were using that once upon a time. But anyway, maybe I'll get back to it someday. But I am just pleased and happy with myself that I have continued on. I have not allowed my circumstances and the things that I've been dealing with through the years, because it's been a lot of heavy stuff. Even now, as I sit in my vehicle on this day, May 18th, on this beautiful rainy day that God has allowed us to see, I am still in the midst of and dealing with some very heavy things in my life. And they are situations that require constant navigation. I'm always having to do something regarding these situations. And then I'm on the other hand, dealing with some health challenges. My son has been experiencing some health concerns with his breathing and sinuses. A lot of things stem from a mold situation that we have been dealing with since 2019. It's been a lot. Things going on in my marriage and my personal life. And right now, I sat here this morning and I wrote out a lot of information, because these next few weeks, I really need to be focused on some really task-oriented things that I need to do. And I am right now currently in the midst of arbitration for a housing situation that I've mentioned a few times. And so it's been under investigation for a few months. And now the property management has offered, you know, to settle. And they offered two things that, you know, that we're okay with. You know, I have lawyers representing me. We're okay with that, but there's more that needs to be added to the plate. And so I have the overwhelming task of putting together a report to, you know, make my demands in this situation. And I'll tell you, it has been laborious. It has been cumbersome. I'm trying to think of the biggest words that I can think of. It has been weighty. The Bible uses cumbersome. It has been a very, very heavy situation that has affected our lives in various ways. And so I am really, really looking forward to just moving on and moving past, you know, the situation, the things that have taken place. It has hindered some things. It has somewhat kept me in a place where, you know, I did not necessarily need to be, especially for this time. How many of you know that we have an enemy and his job, his mission is only one thing, three elements, three parts of this one thing? The Bible says that the thief, he's a thief. He comes only to kill, steal, and to destroy. And so, like many of you, I can honestly say that has been prevalent in my life for quite some time. But I'm happy to say that I'm up this morning. I'm happy to say that I've survived. I'm happy to say that I've endured. I'm happy to say that I have persevered. I am changing the CD, and this is my son's instrumental CD. And so I'm just going to let this play a little low in the background while I'm talking, and I'm not going to be much longer. I'm happy to say that God is truly on my side, and the scripture says, if God is for you, who can stand against you? And I have had quite a few people, especially in this housing situation, standing and fighting against me. I've had about 6 different property managers now that I've been constantly going back and forth on issues that they refuse to deal with. And then there's the rental property itself. You know, every agency has its layers, it has its hierarchy, it has its bureaucracy. And I've been trying to cut through a lot of that, even in government agencies that are involved. I've had to, you know, write letters, send out packets, send plenty of emails. And I'm talking more than 20, 25 different individuals, agencies, constantly letting people know about this situation. And even then, the management properties, there's been 2 over these, you know, last several years. They have repeatedly ignored and denied my rights. And through it all, I've been praying. Oops, sounds like that's skipping. Let me skip that one. I've been praying. I've been fasting. I've been talking to lawyers. I've contacted all kinds of people, and it has resulted in a lot of frustration, a lot of anger, a lot of wasted time because of a lot of things that I've had to do, even to, you know, maintain a home since they were ignoring. I mean, it was just so much. It was so much. And I'm feeling better these days because finally, I know I've mentioned this. I've done a podcast or two about it probably about 6 months or so ago when all of this started. I actually had to write to the White House about the situation. And I know that was just the leading of the Holy Spirit, because if I had thought of that, I would have done it years ago. But the White House contacted and said, you know, we'll send it to the agency. And they went back to the very agency that I had been to several times and kept turning me away. So at this point, in January, they had no choice but to come in and investigate and do their jobs. And so they're doing it now, still being dragged out. But you know what? God is still in control. And the prayers that I have been praying, I want somebody to grab hold of this, because a lot of times, and I'm speaking for myself, sometimes I have what I call a little mini crisis in my faith when it comes to prayers, because I often tell God, it seems like some things you'll just answer and it's like, wow, I was just praying about that. But then there are things and there are people and situations, some things I've been praying about for years. And it's like, I don't see any change or much of anything happening. And then I say, God, are you listening? Are you really there? You know, not to say, as you know, he's often made, not to say that he is, you know, our genie. He's not our genie in a bottle. He's not there to just grant every wish, you know, like Aladdin or anything like that. But the fact of the matter is, there have been things that I have been praying and praying and praying and praying about, and fasting and fasting and praying and fasting and crying and laying on my face and not eating, you know, which is fasting. But there were times that I wanted to eat. There were times that I wanted to go, you know, my husband loves to go out to the restaurants and things. And there were times when he want to do things, and I say, you know, I'm fasting and things like that. And he would say, well, come on, just can't you get back to your fast? And I'm telling now, there were times when he actually, okay, I don't know what's wrong with this CD. I hear a few, I probably need to clean it off. But there were times when I actually went on and went to the restaurant and did things, you know, but I, you know, for the main part, I have been fasting and fasting and praying and praying and trusting God, because I'm like, this thing is heavy. It is too much for me to deal with. You know, I would say, God, okay, that's it. I'm going to turn it off. That's like the fifth track and it's scratching. So I need to go ahead and, you know, do something with this CD, clean it up. But anyway, funny thing, my husband just pulled up 2 minutes ago. He just pulled up. Anyway, so, you know, I have really been seeking God, but, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And so I've had to get up day in and day out and actually do the work. I've had to sit down and talk with many people. I've had to write letters, send emails. I've had to wait on people's responses. And, you know, it's been a long drawn out process. And I would say to God, like, how long? I would get angry and frustrated. And, you know, there's many times I wanted to throw my hands up. I thank God for my son. I thank God for Christian. He's been here through it all. He's seen a lot. He's been involved. He's been thrust into a lot of things, you know, especially with some of the housing things and situations, because, you know, we've had to do a lot of extra cleaning and maintaining and pulling stuff out of closets. And, you know, I even had a really bad situation with crickets getting into the house. And he's the one, like, he and his father know I don't do bugs. I don't deal with stuff like that. Thank God we don't get a lot of bugs and stuff, really spiders and stuff. But anyway, you know, Christian was the cricket chaser. I come downstairs early in the morning and hear a cricket in my cabinet, or, you know, somewhere in the kitchen or somewhere near the patio door. You know, we have a 2-bedroom home. And so we have a backyard with a patio, and they were getting in the house between the front and the back door. You know, he was the one. I'd be like, Christian. And both my husband and my son know when I call their names a certain way, they know it's something wrong. And so, you know, we dealt with a lot of things, and I'm starting to feel a bit of relief, even though it's not over. And I am not looking forward to these next few weeks of, once again, going through all my files, my paperwork. You know, I just had a conference call with my attorney just a few days ago, and we were talking about what needs to be done. And he was saying, well, some things you don't have to waste your time with. Don't do this, just do this. And, you know, we need to come up with some numbers to quantify this. And so I know what I'm supposed to do. And I just started praying about it yesterday and today, like, God, this is another heavy task. This is another burden, but it's something that I have to do. And I definitely need your help, because it has to be done, and it has to be done in a certain way, especially to be able to obtain what what we're trying to do, it basically is me, it's on me, because I'm the one in the situation. But, you know, thank God for the legal help. And, you know, I'm praying that once we get it all together, that they will move on their end to quickly resolve all of this so that it doesn't have to go any further. Because if we cannot come to a resolution, the investigation continues on, and then I go before the Department of Justice. And I'm just really praying that it doesn't have to go that far. But I want to encourage someone out there, as I'm about to end this in a very few minutes. Hold on. There are difficult times ahead. You may be like me experiencing, I'm dealing with several situations. So you may be just like me experiencing a lot. Dealing with a lot. You may have a lot on your plate. Like me, you may be dealing with health challenges. I've never in my life been to a doctor as much as I've been this last year and a half. I've never taken medications the way I'm taking medications, nor has my son. I've never, ever had several ailments at one time besides a common cold. I've had the flu maybe twice, but I've always been healthy and active. And so even in all of that, God is good. Even in all of that, he's faithful. Even in all that, he's kept me. That's why I love the song that Dion Kipling came out with a few years ago entitled, "I Don't Look Like What I've Been Through." I thank God for that. And so regardless, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to keep moving on. I'm going to keep striving. I'm going to keep stepping up. I'm going to keep knocking on doors. I'm going to keep writing and typing letters and emails. I'm going to keep fighting. More importantly, I am going to continue to fight the good fight of faith, which it says in Timothy. I'm going to continue to do every little thing that I deem necessary in this season in my life. I'm never, and this is a message that I send to the devil and everyone who wants to be used by him. I'm never going to quit. It's not in me. It's not in my blood. It's not in my DNA. It's not in my makeup. And I'm not talking about physical makeup because I don't wear any. It's not in me. I'm made in the likeness and image of Christ. He made me who I am. And it doesn't matter what has happened, what has taken place. It does not matter what has happened in the past. We're dealing with and talking about the present moment. And I know what the word of God says about me. God says in his word that we are overcomers, that we are more than conquerors. He also said in the book of Psalm, many are the afflictions of the righteous. And I am a living testament of that. But the end of that verse says, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. So that's the word that I'm going to leave with today. Doesn't matter what you're facing, doesn't matter what it looks like, especially those of us who are really in Christ. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, all things become new. He said, behold, all things pass away. So I'm watching daily as all of the old things are passing away, even during fasting and all of the things that I'm doing. Listen, It's only a matter of time before I'll be back on here giving my victory and praise report. And I pray that it will be the same for you. You be blessed until the next time.